Paul, if you just take us through what it feels like to get this win. Obviously a hard-fought overtime win. That was kind of back and forth seesaw game. How good does it feel to come out of the winning end?
Man, it feels real good, man. What you saw there was a complete team effort, man. And, you know, we've been talking about all week, just putting it together, man. Finally putting it together and everybody playing as one. And you saw the results of it today.
Is there anything everybody said at the beginning of the year? Is there a little chip on the shoulder of this team?
Man, we block all of that out. We only focus on what we got in the building and what we do week in and week out.
Can you go through that 75-yard touchdown and just what you saw and kept running? Just take us through that play from start to finish.
I mean, it was a good drawn-up play, and I just saw the guy going for my legs and just jump, and I didn't feel anyone touch me, and I didn't hear a whistle. And, you know, that's something that we practice throughout training camp, effort finishing, and that's something that was shown today.
Was there ever any doubt in your mind that you were touched when they were reviewing the play?
No, I was trying to get to the oxygen, to be honest. But, you know, like I said, man, it was a good team effort today.
Is the positive momentum being 2-2, you know, going to next week?
Yeah, it's always good to finish a quarter like this and get back to 500 and just focus on the little things right now, make some corrections and hit them next week.
You talked pretty highly about Eli McGuire earlier this week. And he had 75, but he had a 69-yard. He was taking through his performance.
I mean, like I said, every time I'm asked about him, man, he approaches the game like a true professional. You can't really even tell that he's a rookie, man, just by the way he approaches it. And he's just so explosive, man, so smart and so coachable. And you saw that the other day.
Team have confidence with McAllen behind his quarterback. How much confidence does he give you? Is he a professional?
We 2-2 right now. We got 2 wins with Josh as the quarterback. He's a good leader. He's a guy that's been around for a long time, and, you know, guys, we bought into it. He's our starting quarterback, and we just moved forward with it.
Well, what potential do you see for this running game when you can run the two of you over 200 yards against a pretty good run defense?
You have to take your hat off to the guys up front, first off, and of course, the coaches putting in the hard work for preparation throughout the week, giving us a good game plan. And guys going out just believing in it, playing together, and going out executing.
What happened on the play where the ball hit the shoulder?
I wasn't ready for it, and we bounced back from it. Things like that can't happen too many times. And hat off to our defense for backing us up on some of the mistakes that we made.
And then when you slipped, are you kind of thinking, what's going on here?
Nah, I mean, it happens. It's football. And, you know, you just have to bounce back and, just overcome adversity.
Does this show the maturity of a team, the fact that you almost let it get away and you came back and were able to get the win after, losing the lead and all that?
You know what, man? We just worry about what we got going on in the locker room, in the huddle, on the sideline. We trust the coaches, and like I said, man, as long as we stick together, we can do some things.
This is kind of an interesting game because you guys had the lead. The lead got away in the fourth quarter. The overtime was kind of back and forth, and you ended up kind of being resilient and pulling out the victory. Do you think this is a game that you guys were able to win last year, or does the win this season kind of show how much further you guys are and how much closer you guys are?
You know, last year is last year. We only worry about our opponent coming up, and, you know, this one we celebrate tonight. Make the corrections tomorrow and move forward. Please.
How excited are you about the explosion plays in the run game? You almost had one last week that they called back. Of course, you had the 75-yarder today. I think you had another 33-yarder there in the first half. And then, obviously, Eli got the 69-yard touchdown himself. So it's not only passing game, but you guys are just picking up some explosion plays on the ground.
Man, it's always good to have some explosion plays. That's a big momentum thing for us, and we look forward to continuing to do that throughout the week, throughout the year. And like I said, man, hats off to the guys up front today for the effort they put in and just believing in it and sticking together.
I think this run was the longest of your career. The previous long was like 39 yards or something like that for you. But remember, you had a run even close to this when you go back to college, if you go back to high school?
Yeah, I couldn't run as fast as I used to, but it's just exciting to, still be able to go a little bit, man. And like I said, man, you look at Eli, who came in, I don't think he got touched up the middle, and making guys miss. So.
What do you think about you guys combining for over 300 yards in totality? Because if you had receiving yards in there, you guys went over 300 today?
Man, it's a good game plan. And as long as we keep trusting it, keep executing, I think you can see this week to week results like that.